What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, have you ever noticed that Limits is a chameleon? This guy changes looks more than Bob Dylan through the years. Look at him today.
What?
He's clean-shaven.
I am.
He's got a pit. He doesn't look anything like he looked like a week ago. He's a chameleon.
Do you agree with that, Bob?
No.
I don't either.
I don't think so. No. Why would you say that?
It's because I'm wearing a hat, and yesterday I wasn't.
A week ago, he had a mustache.
Yeah.
Well,
his hair
was
coming out of the hat. This week, he's clean-shaven, short hair.
I had short hair last week.
A little pirate's cap. He looks nothing like the man he was.
You know what that means, don't you? There is a secret lady in his life.
Is there?
Yeah.
No.
He's clean. Yes.
And if there was, you wouldn't tell people because of
how
past experiences have gone. You've been traumatized by the rest of the staff.
Yeah, that is true. But I would tell you off the air.
You would?
Off the air, I would, yeah. I would tell Bob first.
And there's nothing happening on that front, huh?
Correct.
Mustache didn't help?
Never attempted with the mustache.
Maybe he should.
Maybe I should. I've been told that I should.
I like the clean shaven.
Do you?
Yeah, that's a better look.
I've gone back and forth.
Back to Art. He addressed the media today. We're just basically running on that and every once in a while raising our hand and commenting. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. It's rainy with a high of Mel Blunt today, 47, a low of Kent Tekulve, 27. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Back to the tape.
Art, in terms of that, with the new head coach, will you open that door for them to create a staff, or do you want a hand in that?
No, that's a big part of the search for a new head coach is really understanding their ideas about the staff and who they would want to hire. So yeah, that's an important part of the discussion.
New coach Art, I mean, will he have as much say in player personnel as Mike did, or
that's a good question.
Dynamics and chain of command kind of shift a little bit with how long Omar's been in his role?
Yeah, I don't think I anticipate really changing our structure or chain of command. I expect the new head coach, like Bill Cowher, like Mike Tomlin, like Chuck Knoll, will be very involved in preparing for the draft and working closely with Omar and his staff and making sure we're ready.
Wow, the mongoose stepped up big time there. That's the question of the day. I was just asking Kabali that earlier. We spoke of this, that the sea change and how the Steelers philosophically went about it with coaching was with Chuck Knoll. When Dan Rooney conferred all power, final power, I should say, over draft picks to Chuck Knoll, he made it a coach-centric organization, and that did not change with Cowher. We saw it play out in his power struggle with Tom Donahoe, and it sure didn't change under Mike Tomlin, and that's Art saying basically what I hear, Bob, we're going to keep it that way.
Chain of command the same. But there is a lot of input that they all put into it. They wouldn't do all that work. Somebody's got to do all the work to present these guys to you. And then it looks like it's going to be the head coach who has to. And even though I understand that, I still think there are times when there are other. Someone makes a case to him and says, look, this is a better. And then he will take that.
Of course.
There's got to be that.
The point is to have final say.
Right.
And that's a lot to give a coach. I don't think the Philadelphia coach ever has that. That is a GM-centric organization. They have Howie Roseman there.
Howie's been great at that, too. He's not shy about making changes.
For sure.
Didn't they fire their offensive coordinator?
They did. And it's Sirianni's good buddy. And Sirianni will be next if he doesn't win next year. And I kind of like that model better myself. But I guess there's different ways to do it. Limits. Back to the tape.
I know you said you don't have a timeline, but is there a date that you kind of need a head coach by? Maybe like combine or something like that?
I mean, if you have to put an outside date on it, certainly the combine would be nice to have one before then, yes.
Mike was close with a lot of the veteran players. Do you foresee this maybe leading to a roster reset where you will get younger because of this? What happened?
Bob, were you proud of your colleague Richie Walsh for that question?
Yeah, it's a good question.
What did he ask? I forgot already.
So did I.
I did too.
Yeah, I think it's too early to say what effect it's going to have.
Oh, the combine.
Yeah,
coach,
yeah.
Obviously. Yeah, but I think that he's I think that they want to get it done sooner rather than later.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Yeah. And take it, like, you know, they got a lot of stuff.
When was Tomlin hired? Can you look up that date limits? You're the beat writer.
It was January.
Oh, it was in January.
I think
huh?
It was January 27th or February 27th.
All three coaches were hired in January.
January 20th. But the season wasn't as long, you know, especially with, you know, Cowan out to 17 games. It could have ended a lot sooner.
January 22nd, 2007.
Interesting. So I think, by the way, I just wanted to add this very quickly. I was told a long time ago, Bob, when I ran out of column ideas, somebody very influential said, just write about the Steeler quarterback then, or the Steelers coach. Those are the two things people talk about the most. So for our purposes, the fact that there are openings at Steeler quarterback and Steeler coach is like talk show manna from heaven.
Gold.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's the most, you know, everybody talks about quarterback head coach relationships, and the good ones have it for a long time, and they make good on it. You need in this league, you need an elite quarterback. You absolutely do. I mean, there are going to be examples of maybe some guy who comes out and gets hot at a certain time and does something you wouldn't expect. But generally speaking, you got to have. That's why Joe Burrow, I'm giving his little indications out there that he's not happy. People are starting to move in and trying to, you know, make some sort of trade.
That's exactly right. And I just got a text, by the way, from E.J. Borghetti over at Pitt saying limits is like David Bowie in being a chameleon. Remember how often he used to change his...
Changes.
Thank you, E.J.
That was good, Bob.
I like E.J. E.J.'s doing well. What a great career he's had.
Wonderful man. Limits?
I have a lot to say on that. And so, you know, we'll have that discussion when the time comes.
Following up on that, you guys have had a type of 3-4 defense, and then you guys have developed players around...
Is the Kabbalian mongoose going to get involved here? Kabbali, the
I
big
think he
boy?
Did
he
earlier.
Asked a question. What did he ask?
I forget.
It was very long ago. I don't know if we can recall. We still have 5 minutes in the hard presser that we're not going to get
to. We're not going to make it. Yeah, we'll leave that for the PM,
guys. It was a 15-minute press conference that we got through 10 minutes.
Oh, by the way, Notre Dame Marcus Freeman on NFL team said, I am the head coach of Notre Dame. He said he does not utilize having conversations with NFL teams to gain wisdom and knowledge. He does use having conversations to gain wisdom and knowledge. Interesting. But he said, I am the head coach of Notre Dame. He didn't.
Well, that's a fact. Will he be next week?
That's what I'm saying. That's a fact. He just said what he is.
This is interesting, Limits, is it not? You were supposed to monitor that. You're the beat writer, you shirked your responsibility.
So he's using conversations with NFL teams basically just to learn.
To learn.
Yeah, to take conversations, have them, see at least what the next level might look like for him if he decides to take it.
Well, no, in all seriousness.
I think he's also, agents get in this and they want an extension.
Yeah.
As soon as they hear your client is involved in some coaching search, that's when the university has to step up because those agents go to them and say, "Hey, I know he has 5 years left on the contract, but he's being pursued.
Up. He hasn't gone for an NFL opening, obviously, but he may perk up on this one, Bob.
Didn't they just extend him?
So what?
So what? They've done that before with Pitt coaches over the years.
Yeah, they'll do it again, like Cignetti at Indiana.
We have to go, Limits. It's three. What time is it, Bob?
It's 1:49:55.
We have to go.
Time
we
for today's.
Go. What time do we have to get out for the PM,
thank you,
guys?
Mr. Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester. We did.
1:50?
Yeah.
Right on time.
Oh, wait, we didn't do Mr. Hester.
We didn't do. That's because it wasn't on the sheet.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly.
The only thing I missed from this whole day was that Ron wasn't here to see it. What would he have said, Limits, do you think?
There's no doubt he would have said that.
See you guys
tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Bob, are you going to be here?
Yep. Good. We got a big day. Is Hokie coming on tomorrow?
I don't know.
Hokie Bro 76 tomorrow.
And Tyler Kennedy, right?
Tyler Kennedy.
All right.
See you tomorrow
at 10 a.m.
Jeff Hathorn as well.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.